This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Kremlin claims Kyiv hit its air bases in Russia and responds with more missiles, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Kremlin claims that Ukrainian drones have struck two air bases deep inside Russia. Hours later, Russia unleashed another massive missile barrage across Ukraine, striking homes and buildings and killing civilians. The unprecedented attack in Russia threatens a major escalation of the nine-month war because it hit an airfield housing bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons. It was the first time since the conflict's start that such a base has been attacked. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Confusion over the status of Iran's religious police is growing as state media cast doubt on reports that the force had been shut down. The mixed messages have raised speculation that Iran's clerical leadership is considering concessions in an attempt to defuse widespread anti-government protests that are entering the third month. Despite the uncertainty, it has appeared for weeks that enforcement of the strict dress code has been scaled back as more women walk the streets without wearing the required headscarf. Monday also marks the start of another three-day nationwide strike called by protesters. Train services in Nigeria's capital city resumed on Monday, 8 months after assailants attacked a train with explosives and gunfire, killing seven people and abducting dozens of passengers.
Attention, please. This is to inform you all that the boarding of train 81 will begin at 9 a.m.
Only a handful of passengers and armed security personnel were aboard the first trip from Abuja to neighboring Kaduna State. This is VOA News. Around 300 people died in an attack on villagers in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo last week, blamed on the M23 rebel group, a government minister said on Monday. The government has been locked in a months-long conflict with the notorious armed group M23, with the latest violence coming just 5 days after a ceasefire was agreed between the rebels and Congolese forces. The government originally accused M23 insurgents of killing more than 100 civilians in a village in the eastern North Kivu province last week. The rebel group has denied it was responsible and called the allegations baseless. South Africa's ruling party on Monday warned it would knock back any motion at an upcoming parliamentary debate that would lead to a vote for removing President Cyril Ramaphosa under fire for a burglary scandal.
Should Parliament meet tomorrow to deliberate on the report and adopt it, the ANC MPs will vote against it.
African National Congress Interim Secretary General Paul Mashatile, after day-long talks among party leaders. Parliament on Tuesday is set to debate a damning report by an independent panel probing allegations Ramaphosa concealed a huge cash theft at his farm. Mashatile said the ANC, however, agreed that Ramaphosa must be, quote, held accountable by the party and investigations underway by police and other organizations should continue. Michael Avenatti, the already in prison lawyer who represented porn actress Stormy Daniels in litigation against former U.S. President Donald Trump, was sentenced to more prison time on Monday. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Michael Avenatti, the attorney who surged to fame representing an adult actress who claimed former President Donald Trump paid her hush money following an alleged affair, was sentenced to 14 years in prison after admitting to cheating four clients, including a paraplegic, out of millions of dollars. Avenatti was already serving a five-year prison sentence on two unrelated convictions in Manhattan federal court. Monday's sentence by a U.S. district judge in California included an order he paid $10.8 million in restitution to the clients and the Internal Revenue Service.
Honduras has become the second country in Central America to impose a state of exception, suspending some constitutional rights to deal with street gangs. A decree took effect Monday. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.